Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Welcome to the show on the first day of the week. I hope everybody has enjoyed their Sabbath, enjoyed their week, enjoyed all of the good stuff that come with that. Oh, boy. I looked up and seen people. Shalom, Israel, shalom, shalom. What a wonderful day it is. All praises be to his high and holy name. Yes, it is. We love the Most High with all our heart and all our soul. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What a day it has been. I have no complaints. I hope everybody else is doing well. And we making this thing work today. Shalom, shalom. Anybody have anything you guys want to talk about today? I mean, I know yesterday's class was a little strange. You know, it was a little different. But it was definitely necessary. You know, all praises be to the Most High. And I hope I didn't scare anybody. Did anybody have a chance to watch the show we was talking about? If you did, give me a holler. Let me know what you thought about it. How did it go with you? Anybody? Wow. You know, sometimes we have to shake it up just a little bit, you know, and get some things out in the open, because I think a lot of times we so used to doing stuff that normal is normal, you know. And really, normal is not normal, you know, when you really start looking at everything in the scheme of it. A lot of people don't want to accept it, and a lot of people hung up yesterday. A lot of people did. Because they did not want to accept the fact that it is what it was. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. But we give him glory, praise, and honor because, you know, when you know better, you do better. You have to know what's going on around you, you know. And some people be like, well, that was just TV. Nah, some things are just not, you know. But anyway, that's just how, you know, I see things. And, you know, we've had a lot of eyewitnesses to a lot of things. And people have seen things with their own eyes, and we share them with you. Some people might have wanted to talk yesterday but didn't really know what to say. So if that's the case, somebody push one, because we would love to hear more and more and more about that whole situation yesterday. I'm just, you know, I'm glad that it kind of got out there. Everybody had a chance for it to get out there, and we seen it for what it was. And I'm not rambling on. I mean, I'm real serious about that. It's just a situation where, you know, normal ain't always the way you think normal is. And it's a good thing, you know, because we have to be made aware of the things that are around us, the things that we have to deal with, and the people we come in contact with. I think that's the biggest thing, is to know the people that you come in contact with. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, you're talking about the program V, the movie V?
Yes, ma'am. Did you have a chance to look
yes,
at it?
I got a chance to watch it, and there were a lot of messages in there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I was dissecting it for some of the messages that could be related to what's going on with this pandemic and the flu shots and the coronavirus shots and all this. It was in that movie. Yes, I saw several.
Did you see the nanotechnology too?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
The bugs and stuff that, yeah, man, I'm telling you.
And the part that really stood out was the reporter. When he was trying to sell the people on, you know, okay, I'm going to go in. They told me they had advanced technology where they could see that I was going to develop something 10 years down the road. And then when he went in and had the surgery performed, and then later on in the movie, when one of these own men that worked inside told him, you've been fooled just like the other people. You didn't have nothing. They gave it to you when they went inside. And the things that they said they, like a lot of people that went out and maybe took the shot, they didn't have anything. They gave it to you, and that's why a lot of people were dying.
Exactly.
That's what I got out of it. I mean, other clues, too.
Isn't that something? I appreciate you, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they laugh at us because they think we, you know, crazy and everything. But one thing about it is
right.
The Bible, they already tell, the Most High tell you what to look out for. He tells you what it is. Now, whether you accept it or not, that's completely on you, but he definitely tells you what it is.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
but it
so.
Was a good movie. Yeah, my husband and I, we watched, you know, the first season, second season, all the way, and it was a lot of, it was more than what I just mentioned. It was a lot of messages.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for your comment. I appreciate that, you know, because
okay,
like I said, it's the devil's Bible, you know, we have to be able to understand that, you know what the deal is. Anybody else, please feel free to push one and let us know what you thought about that, you know, because we definitely are dealing with something real serious here, you know, whether people say, well, that's just TV. No, it ain't just no TV. No, it ain't. this is what we're dealing with. And the thing about it is, you know, well, I ain't going to say that, but I'm just going to say this. You know, we living in a different world today. We living in a totally different world than what we have been, what we have experienced down through the years. It's just a different world. And you have to be, you know, you have to be able to understand how serious this is. And, you know, the thing about it is the fact that we Israel, you know, this is no different. Let me tell you how no different world this is that we're in, that our ancestors were in back then. When they came out of Egypt and they went into, the spies went into the promised land, they saw giants. Giants. And when them two spies came back, they gave a report. There's giants over there. And he said, and they are eating the inhabitants thereof. They eating people. And how far-fetched is that? You know, to the point where the Most High got angry because he felt like, you know, you ain't have no reason to be afraid of them because I got you. But that's not normal. That's not normal for nobody to be have to do that. So, you know, we headed to a different normal now. You know, and my thing is I hope everybody is prepared and ready because we headed for a totally different normal. You know, that's going to change everything around. For us. But all praises be to the Most High, y'all. You know, the more we, that's why we have to stay up in the scriptures and learn the scriptures. And it's a lot of Israelites that are afraid of the supernatural, so they count everything else off as metaphoric and symbolic, and you know, it's going to be a sad day when you see that it's not. You know, it's really going to be a sad day. Same way with the Christians. You know, when you figure the rapture, when it come and go, and you ain't went nowhere, it's gonna become really, really seriously apparent that this is, you know, hey. But you know, the more we talk, the more people laugh. You know, but you always got to think about this. Yah is never in the crowd. He's never in the crowd. If everybody is doing this, and everybody is enjoying it, and everybody is experiencing something, and it's popular to everybody, that's when you really got to take a real good look and say, wait a minute. That's not the God we serve. That's not the Elohim we serve. He's never in the crowd. He's always off in the corner with that little bitty group over there that look like they ain't about nothing. That look like they don't have nothing. That look like they don't have anything to offer. It's not no whole lot of hoopla going on. When you got the circus going, you got to really take a real good look because Yah's not in the circus. He's not. He's too powerful for that. And when you understand how powerful he is, he never has to perform in order to get your attention. He never does. He's always in that small, still voice. That'll just tell you, he'll talk to you in spite of it all and say, just do this. And everybody else is shouting and speaking in tongues and hooping and hollering and screaming. And he'll say, I just need you to go over there and do that. And everybody else is all getting excited and jumping and shouting and flopping and screaming. And he ain't even there. He's not even there. You know, and I wonder when our people are going to understand that. And you know what? He's too powerful to play games. He don't have to play no games. There's no semantics in this thing. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And you got all these people out here preaching and telling stories, basically creating fairy tales off of the scripture and getting everybody all hyped. And the Most High don't play no games. It is what he said it is. And when he moves, everybody listens. So it's never in the crowd. He's never a part of the crowd. I remember the lady asked me yesterday about the man in the elevator. Well, what do you think he meant when he said, you're not paying attention? And what I should have said yesterday was, I don't listen to him. I follow Yah. So whatever message he was trying to twist or be deceitful about, I follow what Yah tell me to do. It don't matter what he said. Because he showed his hand when he showed who he was in the elevator. And you know, Yah don't have to play no games. He don't play games. He really don't. He don't play games with none of us. So, you know, that's the beautiful part about him. When that's why he ain't been around in a while. He didn't heal his face. There ain't no partial healings. When the Most High heal you, you well. It's done. It's over. It's gone. When you got to go let the doctor do it, that's not y'all doing it. When y'all does it, it's done. It's finished. Now, I'm not knocking the doctors because it was physicians back then. I'm not knocking the doctors. I'm just saying when we read that Bible and that Bible says what his power is supposed to do, there's no compromise in that. He just ain't been around in a while. And everybody has assumed his identity. You know, we talk about people assuming our identity. People have assumed his identity and tried to make the his power seem like it's substandard, and it never is. He's the boss of it all. He run it all. He run the whole show. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. You know, but because we have people, you don't know how many times. I was thinking about that today. You don't know how many times when it came time to give my tithes, my 10%, those pastors, those black pastors got up on the pulpit and said that they was of the Levi tribe. And you know what? Me, not really understanding, agreed with them. And I gave them 10% of my money when I, you know, and then I think about it now. I'm like, oh, you can't be a Gentile and an Israelite at the same time. Either you an Israelite or you a Gentile. Or you a heathen. But you can't profess to be of the Levi tribe so that you can con me out of my money. We of the men and women. White and black. I mean, they of the Levi tribe. I'm like, no. No, that can't be right. And I felt guilty of it too. I passed my money out too, believing in what they were saying. So, you know, the Levi tribe is the Israelite tribe. The Levi tribe, Levi is one of the 12 sons of Jacob. That's how that tribe came to pass. And the Most High set them up to be the tribe that handled his temple and his business. But today, they got everybody feeling all, you know, like they obligated to do something. And it's like, no, honey, that's not how this works. You know, so like I said, it's never in the crowd. You're not going to get what you want from y'all in the crowd. You're going to have to stand apart, be different, and do what he tell you to do. Then he'll show up and do whatever it is that he wants to do or he needs to do. You know, you look at all the show. It's a show. You look at all, it's just a show. Everybody got a performance going on. They getting excited off their own words. They a legend in their own mind. You know, and it's like, you know, you got people shouting behind the words that come out your mouth, and they mean absolutely nothing. Nothing. That is self-absorbance, raw and uncut. That is exactly what that is. Because you can't tell them they ain't got it going on. So, you know, it's a sad situation, boy, I'm telling you. You know, but like I said, that's just the surfacial stuff. That's just the human stuff. Wait till we get into the supernatural things to see how it play out. You know, and that's when we sit back with our eyebrow raised like, now what? You know, just like the one little pastor, I ain't going to call no names because, you know, I don't call names. But like the one little pastor, when he got wind of the 400 years, he told all his congregation that now the 400 years was over, they was going to have businesses, and they was getting ready to start booming, and they was getting ready to have all this money coming in because y'all was getting ready to bless Israel, and he used that and wrote on that. And you look at him like, and now what? What now? What are we doing now? So, you know, those are the things that you just keep on listening long enough and you'll hear exactly what you want to hear, what you need to know. You know, they've assumed y'all's identity. They've hijacked the word, and they've come up with a system that works for them, and people pay and shout to listen to the word. They're storytellers. You're like, wow, for real? Anybody else, please feel free to push one, because I don't like to talk to myself. I talk all week, and sometimes I just want to have a conversation with other people. You know, I constantly teach. Anybody have any feedback, anything you want to say? Here, hold on, here we go. Area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, sis. You're right.
Hey, come on.
Appreciate the class yesterday. Appreciate the dialogue yesterday. And by the way, I stayed up and watched it darn near just about all of them episodes of V last night. I didn't go to sleep till late.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff in there that was familiar, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yes, it was. You know,
it makes you wonder. You know, we don't know what we're gonna go through, but could it be?
Yeah, I mean, really, seriously. I mean, you know, not that we base our life on a television program, but again, the enemy doesn't have the ability to do whatever he wants to us when he wants to, without letting us know. Just like the Most High wrote that Bible was finished. From the beginning to the end, whatever's going to happen is in there, and they have to reveal what they're doing too. And that's how they do it. They do it in the form of entertainment, so it seems like it couldn't be real. You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize how serious that is.
I don't think people understand how serious it is. Well, I ain't going to say all people. I'm talking about outside of us. You know, the Israelites, but a lot of people don't understand how serious a lot of things are getting now. I mean, if you really look at it, people better buckle up right now and quit playing like the grasshopper and get like the ant, because food prices are skyrocketing, you know, energy prices, gas prices, light bills, all everything. It's just skyrocketing beyond control.
That is so true. That is so true. Food, everything. It's like, wow. Really?
You know, last year I got started late trying to actually go grow a garden and do all of that stuff. And the Most High taught me with that patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience. I wanted it so bad and wanted to do so good, and then
mm-hmm.
think about the first principle of, hey, look, man, you just moved here in the end of June. You're going to try to get your garden started in late June. That's not going to work.
Right.
But I'm sitting there saying to myself, I'm the master gardener. I'll get it done. No, it don't work that way. Y'all said slow down.
Yep. Absolutely.
And look at this year. That's why I just came from outside. I got everything situated, soil situated, everything ready just about to plant now.
All right.
I'm waiting on the warm days this year. That's it. Get through the last frost and I can go.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me. That sounds like a plan to me. All praises be to the Most High for real. Yep,
but I
you know.
Listen.
Yeah. What'd you say? Patience.
Slow down. You know, I know you're ready to get it for everybody, but if you rush the thing, what are you going to give everybody?
That's true. That is so very true.
I done sat out there and I done worked it, and everything went just as well as it could be. I mean, can't ask no better. I'm actually done. Just waiting on warm days. I got all my little organic plants started in the house and a grow thing, and they actually growing, and I mean, I can't get no better than that.
Wow, that's a blessing. I'm glad to hear that. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll pray to the Most High.
This year, y'all willing, everything going to be great like it's supposed, because everything will be started on time.
Mm-hmm.
Where it needs to be without all, you know, without me trying to brush and kill myself getting it done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on. Let me open this mic up. Area code 903. Mic is open. You're on the air.
You must have,
yep.
Don't have it on mute.
It's open. 903, your mic is open. Hello? We can't hear you. Or maybe they pushed it by accident. But yeah, you know, we just have to. We have to wait on y'all, you know, and I think everybody has done. I think, I won't say that our time is finished, but I know we've done everything we can do in terms of getting this truth out there. I really do believe that we've done everything that we could do to get this truth out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now we just, you know, it's up to y'all to do the rest, because it ain't really a whole lot anybody else can do that ain't already been done. It's tapes out there. It's books out there. I mean, it's all kind of stuff out there, you know, for you to decide what you want to do. It's like, wow.
You know, you was right. You know, you don't see them videos no more on with the street preachers out there on the corners like you used to.
No. No, they done took them down.
I remember the series that the Watchmen had made with White It Out. I think they took a couple of them down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we knew that was going to happen. I mean, you weren't going to keep on saying stuff about them because they start complaining. Like, wait a minute now, that's not going to work, you know.
Especially when you get stuff that they can't dispute. From a factual standpoint, they can't dispute none of that stuff, regardless of, you know, if they see it or not, and if they don't like it, it is regardless of the fact. You cannot dispute it. They got a new one out now, and I know this is going to hurt them in their heart, but they got some whole, you know, I don't do that DNA like you. I don't do all that. But they got a new DNA thing out now, where they tested the DNA in all of the ancient sites around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like old Judea, you know, way before Christ and all that stuff. They got the DNA from those sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens now, when they run the DNA, that those people's DNA does not exist in ancient Israel. It's ours. You can't hide from it, you know. It hurts. Yeah, I know it hurts them, and the Hebrew Israelites and got a hold of that. So get what? They putting it out there. A few people put it out there in videos, and now the world is seeing that they DNA does not match. The only time their DNA showed up and they did a timeline on is right during the time of Christ when the Edomites were in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, your DNA does not even exist in that area.
See? Yeah, I mean, you know. But you know what's so dangerous? You know what it is? If anybody has really been paying attention, it was really a loud movement at one time, you know? Everybody was on YouTube. Everybody was on the internet. Everybody was writing books. And now it's done quieted down.
Time to go.
You know.
Yep.
it's done. I mean, if you really pay attention to the way it was, it has just quieted down.
That should scare them to death. I mean, for real.
I
mean,
took the word right out of my mouth. Do you know you took the words out my mouth. It has quieted all the way down. Yeah.
If we were in their shoes, I would be scared to death right now.
Yep. It's done quite the most high. It's like he woke us up. We all got a hold of it and said, wow, that is right. We are the people. And then we start telling everybody, and now it's just this peaceful and quiet.
So is. I mean, it
ain't
is. So is.
Ain't nobody saying nothing. Everybody real quiet. They ain't saying nothing. And it's like, wow. You would think that there would be, that people would be nervous because it ain't normal for it to quiet down like this. It's done quieted all the way down. It's almost, you know, it's almost like the ball player did when he was going into the Hall of Fame when he said, you know, the work is finished.
Oh, the work is finished.
You know what
finished.
I mean? He did. He said
yeah.
The work is finished.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
He did.
The work is finished.
I think, Israel ain't saying nothing no more. It's like the Most High done just quieted it down. It's just done quieted down. You might still have a few folks on the street and stuff, and I'm not saying that they're not, but for the most part, as a nation, it has quieted almost all the way down.
Yep, all the way to the to nothing. And that should scare, like I said, that should scare them folks to death. Because
you know,
they didn't got a quiet. Now other folks are starting to ask questions. I saw an interesting question online. I'm trying to remember where it was. And this was not by one of us. Not by us, but just by a European. He said, they really the people, and he asked the same question, where were they enslaved at for 400 years? Because it couldn't have been Egypt because that wasn't 400 years. So where were they enslaved at? And this guy said he Googled everything that could be Googled. Everything that could be looked at. And he could not find that anywhere where they were sold in slaves and brought in bondage with ships for 400 years. He could not find that nowhere. He said, we need to, and this is a European. He said, you need to get off this Egypt thing. Because everybody with common sense know that Moses' grandfather went to Egypt with Joseph, and he wasn't that doggone old, so it wasn't no 400 years.
No. Because anybody that can do the math will tell you that. If you know how to read and write in arithmetic, and 1 + 1 = 2, all you got to do is add the years up. And one thing about the Bible leaves you with enough information where you can do what you need to do to find the answers you need.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know, and like you said, everybody starts out trying to dispute us. Like, no, y'all tripping. They always trying to be everything. Now, they supposed to be Israelites. And then they go into the information that we give, and nobody can dispute it.
No, I tell you what hurt me. They are. Remember when they dug up those bones out of Lisbon,
yep.
Portugal? And
yep.
they say, okay, these are the Jews. And they DNA tested. Oh, cover them niggas up. Cover them up.
Right.
They had to cover it back up because they found out the DNA was the same like ours.
Yes, it is. Crucial. You know. And now you understand why going home is so important.
Yes.
The Most High has to put us away so the story can continue. You know, it's a story. And you can't have people professing to be the same thing. You know?
Yeah. It just seems like the story has been coming to a stop until we do get out of the way.
It is. It is. Definitely. It is. It is. Nothing can move forward until we make that change. And that's his doing. It's not ours, because we don't have nothing to do with history or anything. Nothing can move forward until we make that change. And that's crucial.
Yeah.
You know? That is truly something else. You know? But we wait on Yah. We wait with an earnest expectation. You know, we truly are waiting for him to tell us what to do next. You know, everybody's been kind of quieted down. They just sitting in the corner waiting like, okay, we done did everything we supposed to do now. All we can do now is wait on him. We done went to Washington, D.C., and we done prayed, and we done did everything that we could possibly do, and now all we can do is wait on him.
Nothing else.
All praises be to the Most High. We did what we was told. And that's it. That's all you can do at this point. Is let him be true and every man be a liar.
Yeah, you know. That's the thing.
So, and like, that's why you like hating them. You don't have to hate nobody. You can be who you want to be and live your life like you know and keep moving. That's too much energy, because nobody's going to stop the story. His word is not going to come back void. It's not.
Nope.
Under no circumstances. And the thing about it is, not every black person is leaving here either.
No.
They're not. And that's what's so scary. It's like, man, you got all these people jumping on the bandwagon because they skin is black. In America, I'm talking about in America. Everybody now Israelite. Everybody talking about they Israelite. Everybody ain't going to make it. Everybody's not Israel.
That's a fact.
Some people going to be left. You know?
Some of the same family, too.
Yeah.
Just our families are so mixed, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, indeed. So all praises be to the Most High. Yeah, you know, I'm just waiting on it. You know, we just doing what we supposed to do, you know, and living the best life that we can possibly live, and waiting on the Most High to come and deliver, because that's all you're going to be able to do anyway.
That is it.
Is trust him and live the best life you can live. You know, but like I said, in the meantime, in the between time, for all y'all family members that still got people in church, tell them to stop paying tithes. Tell them to stop giving a 10% to these people. That is not biblical. They are required to give them anything. Those are not the Levi tribe. They are not Israel. They won't profess to be an Israelite, but they claim to be the Levi tribe when they need 10% of your money to keep the bills paid.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You know,
but it's true.
I mean, it's an oxymoron. How you gonna be a Gentile and a tribe of Levi at the same time? That's crazy.
I tell you, wait till the Ark of the Covenant show up. You think you're Levi? Go there and touch
it. Ain't there ain't gonna be nowhere to be found. Ain't none of them gonna be nowhere to be found. But
that
because
first
you
one might go. That first one might go over there and touch it and go zoop. And once it's zapping like one of them bugs on a light, ain't nobody gonna go.
Yeah, there ain't gonna be too many in the line. They ain't gonna show up. You know, they not gonna show up. They just ain't gonna do it. Cause they know they lying. You know, you just can't be a Gentile and an Israelite. They never wanna profess that we right. When we say we're Israelites, don't nobody want to profess it. They won't even let it utter out their mouth. But then you stand up on the pulpit and become the tribe of Levi so you can get 10% of these people money so they can fund your lifestyle. Mm-mm. But I guess people get tired of it after a while. Hopefully. You know, when you stop sending the big bad boogeyman, you know, do you stop putting fear in people's heart, like their life just going to fall apart if they don't give it to you? That's not true either.
Oh, yeah. People used to say that more. It used to work way back in the day. And then that got old after a while when people used to say, man, you don't pay them tithes, you ain't getting blessed, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. See, that's why you caught that cold last week, because you ain't pay your tithes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Ain't that crazy? Ain't that
mm-hmm.
crazy? And we all fell for it too.
So
we
did
it. We gave it when we didn't even have it to give.
I remember one of the last things I heard, last sermons or something I heard in a church years ago, and it still hit me to this day. We were sitting in the church. Sister Rachel, you was in there with me. And that dude stopped and he said, he counted what they had, gave in the offering. Well, we got to reach deep in them pockets again. Y'all going to have to get about $10 more. Can I get $10 more? Yeah, okay. So, Sister Jaina. I'm looking at Sister Rachel. She looking at me. I'm like, we just gave her $2. What are we going to give them now?
Right.
So we literally scratched up $5 more that we didn't have. We gave it.
You're right.
Only for him to come back. Remember, he came back another time. Oh, we getting there. We ain't there yet. We keep them talking.
Right.
Man, about that. You heard Sister Rachel. She said, get me out of here.
I know, that's right. And it's sad because you know what it is? They're taking advantage of people who are unlearned. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking advantage of people who are unlearned and people who don't know the scriptures, and they're instilling fear. And God never instills fear in anyone. He tells you either you do it or this is what's going to happen to you. Point blank, and he leaves the choice up to you. And it's always the same way all the time. I see you guys, I'm coming, and it's unfortunate for the people because they're not studying to understand and to show themselves approved. And then, you know, you got welfare mothers in there that's believing on every word that come out of that man's mouth that she's going to get a blessing and stuff, and she's scraping up money. The Most High going to get them for that. He's going to get them for that. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. I thought about, I'm coming 504 and 540. I thought about the church that we helped to put together and that we were collecting money to buy a new church. And, you know, we always making pretty good money then. You know, and the money that we sunk into that place for them to get this church. And the wife was the preacher and the husband was the organ player. And then only to find out that after it was over with, and we all did all that, they didn't even have the church but a few years because they got divorced because he was cheating. And all this, God is going to be able, and God is going to do this. All that money went out the window. You know, those are the things that when you, because you can't see it while you're in it. You have to step mm-hmm. out of it to be able to see it and look into it and be like, wow, I really fell for all of that. Because like I said, the circus is going on. You got the music playing. They serenading you while they're asking for money. They're quoting scriptures and serenading you at the same time. And then they're putting fear in your heart. If you don't do it, this was going to... All that, you know, it's semantics. It is.
I got to say this. The thing that got me, with all that hollering, kicking, and screaming, people fall out. Wow! That used to scare me to death when people fall out and get the Holy Spirit. And I thought about it one time. I said, God did not design the body to hit the floor and roll around and catch splinters and stuff. So this cannot be real. I remember I was sitting there thinking that one day. This lady was just frothing and shaking and stuff. It scared me so bad. So I said, oh.
I bet
something
it did.
Right.
And because y'all ain't never in the circus. Hold on. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with the young man that was just speaking about how they would get you in church and make you feel guilty that you're going to hell because you did not pay your tithe. Another issue that I wanted to bring up that where it said in the Bible that knowledge would be increased in the end times, and I think that the knowledge being increased is us waking up and learning the information that we did not know in the past. Now, I just learned that we are the only ones where it said in the Bible that his people would be called all types of bywords and they would not know who they are. And I have a list here where someone had put this out on YouTube where they said in B.C. we were called Israelites. In A.D. we were called the Jews. In 1492, our name was changed to Indians. In 1820, the N-word. In 1832, you were called Negro. In 1950, you were called colored. In 1965, you were called Black. In 1970, Afro-America. In 1988, African-America. In 2021, Israelite.
Wow.
So those are all the different names that they changed us and to keep us from knowing who we really were.
Yep.
They kept changing the names. And so now we here in this present day is the Hebrew Israelites.
We back to the original name that we were in the first place.
Right, right, in, back in B.C.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Very good. I think
so
that was very good.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Area code 540. Your mic is open. You on the air. Do you want me to close your mic out, sis, or leave it open?
You can leave it open in case I have something else I can jump in.
Okay. Area code 540. Your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, those pastors that up there talking about give me your tithes, like Kenneth Copeland, I would have reached down into my pocket, and I would have gave him a bunch of lint balls and put it right in the daggone plate. You can have my lint, my lint balls. Go ahead, and take them.
Yes, they would. And some of the churches required you to bring your taxes in. I really don't understand. It ain't no man standing up on two legs that's talking about nothing to make me bring my taxes in for you to see how much money I made. And there's nothing you can possibly say to me to make. There's no biblical sound reasoning for that under any circumstances because the way you acting is like a members club, an all members club, because the Most High don't do all that. He don't double check. He don't. Either you do what he say or you don't. Period.
And that's the bottom line.
Taxes. They tax returns. Can you imagine?
Yeah, matter of fact, they're also banked at these churches too.
Yeah, they got ATMs and all kind of stuff in there to make sure that you and you and listen. Ain't no way. I don't understand how people do it. I don't understand the con game that's going on to make people do that. I really don't. There has to be a spell that you're under when you're in those institutions to keep you coming, to keep you doing that. It's got to be. We have to be under
the
spell.
The ghost spell.
I attended a church once when I was in the church, and what they did, since the people were not tithing the 10% or whatever, they made everyone that had a business within the church, you had to put your business card in the offering. And what he did, he told the people, now y'all support these businesses. He put them on a bulletin board and say, if everybody will support all the businesses, then the money can come back into the church.
Well, I mean, I
and
can
I
understand.
Never heard.
I can get that, but 10%, we're not required to give nobody 10% of nothing. Not these people.
That's correct.
Not these folks. That's the Levi tribe that they gave 10%. They're not Melchizedek. They're not the priesthood of Yah. These are people that have created churches and religious institutions, and they have hijacked the scriptures, and they have hijacked Yah's word, and they've gone through, and they're taking people's money. People are not responsible for that. They are not responsible to keep your building open or to pay your bills or to do none of that.
They are part of the priest of Mahan from the Catholic Church.
Right. 10%? That's a lot. But, you know, if you choose to go sit down and listen to the clown show, that's what you're going to get. And they hoop and holler, and they hoop, and they do all the stuff, that, and they perform. It's a performance. It's a performance. It really is. It's sad. You know, now that I can look at it from the outside looking in, it's a sad situation to be in, and I was right there with everybody else until the Most High woke me up. He told me, don't give them another dime. Do not give any more money, period. And when I told my family that, everybody went to shaking like, oh, my God. Oh, your life is going to be turned upside down. Oh, my goodness. This is it for you.
They remind me of the people from the movie that was so fixed on beat that they forgot about God. They forgot about God.
They did.
And they didn't see nothing but this bliss or whatever she was sending out.
Yeah. It's got to be a spirit that does that to you in there.
Right.
It's got to be. And you're talking about thousands of people sitting in the arena listening to somebody strut across the stage and say something that don't make no sense. It's like that makes no sense. So, honey, I would even keep your money. That's all I can tell you to do. Keep your, because then the people get mad because they got Rolls Royces and big houses and all. You gave it to them. You gave them the money to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, y'all businessmen, when you didn't have two nickels to rub together until people gave you their money.
They never give that to the people. That's what I don't understand. They get all the money, and all that money does not, exceed them paying their bills. They have enough, like you said, to buy mansions and helicopters and airplanes.
That disaster hit down there in Texas. Joe Osteen had that money and would not give it to any of his parishioners that were affected by the flood.
No. And wait, first he wouldn't even open up his church to let the people come into the church. His church was locked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
y'all ain't coming in here.
It ain't him. It's all of them. All of them. It is not just him. But it's all of them. These people are TD folks.
Another one.
Was it his church that they found that money hidden in the walls? And checked?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Joe Olson.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
It was like $600,000.
Wow. Not surprising. It's just not surprising. You know, it's just difficult for us to understand it and see it happening. It's just not surprising. But like I said, you know, the dangerous part about this is Israel has really pretty much stopped talking. Other than the Sabbath day and the stuff that they normally do, Israel has pretty much stopped yelling, and we stopped trying to convince, and we stopped stomping, and we just done stopped.
Y'all told us to.
Yeah.
He told us to do it, to do that. Because every time when we tried to explain it to them, nobody wanted to listen. So
that's
now
true.
With all these natural disasters and things that are happening around the world, disease, stuff like that, people's ears are perking up now. Now they want to know.
Many of them are cool to believe that that's caused by the global warming instead of the plagues.
Yeah, it's true, too. But one thing about y'all, you know, like I tell everybody, he coming. You know, whether you accept it or not, whether you like it or not, he is coming. And it's nothing like you have experienced in church. It's nothing like you've experienced speaking in tongues. It's nothing like you've experienced shouting all over the place. It's nothing like the Hebrew Israelites have experienced preaching on the street corner. It's nothing like what we have on Sabbath day, on the Saturday classes. And, dude, it's nothing like that. He is on his way. And then when he show up, everybody's going to know that he showed up. This is a power that I really don't think people understand. You know, you've been gone for so long. You've been quiet for so long and just have allowed certain things to happen that people have mimicked what they think this power is all about. And they really don't understand who they dealing with. I'm serious. I hate to keep saying that, but they really don't understand. It's nothing like what you think Sunday morning. You can take your best Sunday morning service full of the chills running up and down your back, and it don't compare to what this thing is really out, who he really is. Yes. Your money ain't going to matter. Your prestige ain't going to matter. Ain't nothing going to matter.
The only thing that matters to him is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's what matters to him.
Yeah.
You're going to pull a pride and all that stuff like that. Forget it. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey Alpha. Long answer.
The singer's going to stop singing. The music going to stop playing. It ain't going to be none of that. None of it.
People going to be hitting their face to the floor.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to be on your knees with your face touching the ground. Ain't nobody going to be nothing. But now they bold and they be foreign, they shaking and flicking and flacking and jumping around and spitting and doing out. They doing out. They gyrating and rolling. They doing all kind of stuff. That's not y'all. Trust me.
Well,
you
know, that's what devils do anyway. Devils do that.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a serious situation. You know, he's a serious Elohim. He is not to be played with at all under no circumstances. He's not. You know, and it scares me sometimes. I'm like, do these people really know what they dealing with? Do you? Because if you really knew what you getting ready to deal with, there would be no more police shootings. You would never, ever again pick up another gun at a person that's unarmed. You would never do that because if you really knew who he was,
And not only him, but also knowing who we are and whose we are.
Yeah. But this making us take inventory. I have to take inventory of myself every day, like, you know, I made some mistakes. I'm not perfect, but, you know, have mercy on me because he is not to be plagued. He's not. He is all power. And as much as they talk on the History Channel and all these other little rinky-dink bubblegum programs about aliens and how they made us and they really the gods that we worship. Don't believe that mess they telling y'all. Don't y'all believe that. Don't believe the stuff that they putting on there. All these scientists and scientific intelligent explanations and all. Don't believe that stuff, I'm telling you. Don't do it.
They know it is a black god who has made us and who is our maker and who has created the heavens and the earth, and they don't want to concede with that. They don't want to accept it.
Well, you know, all I can say is it's time to repent because he is not to be played with. I mean, seriously, you know, he is not to be played with. It's really time for everybody to repent. You better repent for real because when he comes, he ain't going to get no advance notice. He just going to show up. You know, and then when he shows up to get, just to get us, it's going to be something you've never seen. You know, he just said, what did he say? Gone are the days when they talk about what I did when I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. But they're going to be talking about how I put, how, what I did when I brought them from the north country and the south country and the east and the west. And he done already set in motion that you're going to stand up and take notice. And if he's going to double what he did in Egypt, oh, my goodness. That's worldwide catastrophe, for real.
You got it.
Woo-wee. He is dangerous. I'm serious. You know he's dangerous. You be scared of him. I can't imagine a being with that much power. He's dangerous. Mm-mm.
That's why you come to him with fear and trembling.
You better say that right. That's the truth. He is serious. And they standing up in the pulpit mimicking stuff. They ought to be scared. All of them ought to be scared. Every last one of them.
They should be.
Mm-mm. They really ought to be scared. It's just, it is something. It's something else. It's just serious business. You know, they really ought to be scared, but they not. Everybody looking is like, well, and then what can we say as Israel? We tried to tell you. We tried to tell you. I was watching one pastor, what is his name, on YouTube, and he was talking. The reason why I clicked on him is because he was talking about Christmas. And he was talking about Christmas and Christmas and Easter, and how. Let me see if I can find it. And how people can't prove that it's pagan, and you could see on his face the worry. Even though the man was interviewing him and he was sitting in front of the person, he comes up against a lot of the things, you know, behind the hip-hop music and all that stuff, but he was being interviewed. And you could see the worry on his face because he said that, hold on, these things, let me let you hear some of it. Here we go. Here we go. Just a few minutes.
Do the holidays such as Christmas and Easter have any other meaning, and do they have pagan roots?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a very popular question. You know, the pagan origins of Christmas and Easter that you find in YouTube videos and online, the surgence of all of that, or the, I guess, the popularity of those arguments, don't really have proof. There's really no proof of that. So there's no real proof of the winter solstice happening December 25th. There's no real proof of Easter coming from Ishtar or Ashtoreth. Actually, Easter came, the name is a derivative of an Anglo-Saxon goddess. And most people don't know that, but it is a goddess of fertility. Ostra is what it is. And so people just want to be smart sometimes, or want to know when they don't. And if you don't have proof, then just claiming it or guessing at it is just not, you know, it's not a good idea. Now, of course, there are some trappings of Easter that are pagan as it pertains to the goddess of fertility. So, you know, the bunny rabbit and the eggs and all of that. Of course, that is. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ actually happened, okay? And so because the resurrection of Jesus Christ happened, and because we have that dominion here in the earth, the date we choose to celebrate it is just the day we choose to celebrate it. God doesn't have a problem with us picking that weekend and calling it Resurrection Sunday. I don't ascribe to calling it Easter just because of Ostra, but the actual celebration of that weekend should be the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and not, you know, the and we should exclude the pagan trappings from it. But we have to be very careful with the pagan roots of certain things because almost everything in our culture is pagan because we live in a pagan society. I mean, you can't go to the Capitol building without looking up and seeing pagan gods and goddesses. That's just the way our culture is. So, and then trying to pick the exact date Jesus was born is impossible because there's no documentation to tell you what day that was. Just like our birthdays, we have a birth date in number, but we don't have a birthday because our calendar is linear and it doesn't work that way. So it's a different day every year, linearly. So once you get into, you know, the delve deep into it, you find out that a lot of this, we have to depend on the grace of God, and we have the dominion to pick days and say, hey, this day I want to celebrate this person, this day I want to celebrate, you know, this person. But
so if our calendar is linear and we can't pick a specific date, like my birthday is September the 6th, and the September the 6th falls on a different day every year, how do you stick with December 21st as his birthday? How does that work? I mean, how do you justify making that be the date that he was born when you don't have no proof that that's what that was? I'm just asking y'all. I mean, you know, if there's no proof when he was born, and there's no proof, because there is proof of what season he was born in, and he was not born in the winter season. He was actually born in autumn, fall or whatever, but how do you choose and pick December the 25th as the day you want it to be, and it just happens to fall on a pagan holiday? How that work?
That don't work. They go ahead on, and they chose that day because on the 21st of December, the sun seems, starting on that day, the sun seems to grow less and less for those 4 to 5 days. And then on the 25th day, it pops back up.
It's craziness. I just want you, this is the kind of stuff, this is the stuff that, hold on, just a little bit more. Hold on, here we go.
Like I said in the beginning, you go to YouTube, you find people trying to link, you know, the worship of Tammuz and try to make Jesus equal to Tammuz and those kind of things using the parallels of the, you know, the old societies that had all the different gods and goddesses to mimic Christ. They try to link them and say Christ. I mean, I've heard Christ, Jesus, the word Jesus means Zeus, and you have to call him, you know, Yeshua. And I've heard all of these things. But I'll tell you, John, I've traveled this world, and I've cast thousands and thousands of demons out of people with the name Jesus, and they react to it. And I have a video, The Truth About Hip Hop Part 8, where I talk about our energy when we speak and how it's not necessarily the words that we frame, but it's the energy or the intent of what we're saying.
Really? Really, though? Okay.
Boy.
For real. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's like, yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, what y'all laughing at? He cast out thousands upon thousands of demons around the world using the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. My God.
These guys are something else.
And they believe it. And he truly believes it. He does. He truly believes it. And he has a very large following. He truly believes it. And when he talks about videos on YouTube, he's talking about the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. He's mainly talking about us. He believes that.
Yeah, he keep on believing that.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He's gonna have to ask for that one day. And that's sad that people gonna look really afraid when they realize that they've been doing this stuff wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, they're asking now. I'm quite sure, because they haven't been raptured yet.
Yeah, that's it. When don't nobody go nowhere with all this casting out demons and all this in the name of Jesus, and nobody goes anywhere. Nobody's leaving. Nobody getting caught up. Nobody's doing any of that.
My question is Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Say that again.
The only thing you got that's going, that's smoking, is Elon Musk. He thinks he's going to Mars. Of course, we know he ain't going nowhere.
Right.
But, you know, with all this casting out demons and stuff, how come we ain't cast out some cancer? How come we ain't getting none of that shit?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was getting ready to say, how can you have one facet of the power and not the other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Craziness. How can you have one form of the power and not the other one? Well, if you can cast out demons, guess what? Sickness, illness comes from sin. It's a spirit. So why come you can't cast out the spirit of sickness?
Because they don't have no power.
I don't believe they can send out anything.
Me either. Yeah. You know what? It is the devil telling his own demons to leave the body so that it appears as if they have a form of power. You got to understand that it is Lucifer that is the god of this part of what they call Christianity. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, one of the that I was very close to in my growing up told me that before he died. I said, you know, I got some questions. And he was like, what's your question? I said, from the studying that I'm doing, this ain't looking right. He said, what you mean? Very wise old man. He said, what you mean? I said, this ain't really looking like this is God. He said, depends on which God you're talking about. He said, because the one that we serve is Lucifer. And my mouth hit the floor. What?
Wow.
Lucifer, he said, that's all we got. Ain't nothing else.
Well, did he not say, I will be like the most high?
Yeah. And, you know, I was already out of church at the time, and my mouth hit the floor, literally.
Yeah, because our people aren't thinking. We are not thinking. We are not reading. We don't put things together. We allow the pastors and everyone else that is with them to tell us what we should think. And when we go against the grain, they get mad. They talk about we're going to hell. They don't want us back in the church no more. Because my wife went through that. Because she brought us some very legit questions. And people got upset.
No, they did. I know. Hold on. Area code 904, your mic is open. You on the air.
Hey, this is Brother Uriah. I just want to add something to the conversation concerning casting out devils. And I was looking in the scriptures in Matthew 7:22. May I read it?
Yes, please.
It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So they can do all the wonders they want, but again, not following any commandments. It doesn't mean anything to the Most High. They can do all they want in that area. That's all I wanted to add.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hold on. Area code 928, your mic is open. You on the air. 928. If you're talking, we can't hear you. All right, well, maybe she didn't mean to or he didn't mean to. But, yeah, those are the things that we deal with in where we are in this day and time, and that's just, you know, they really believe it. But even, I don't even believe they casting out nothing. I don't believe they have any power to cast out anything where they are. I really don't.
Yeah. They don't, guys.
The church was over within 70 A.D. It was over.
They did a special one time years ago on Benny Hinn where he would have people come up in the wheelchairs and all, and he would lay hands and they'd get up and walk and fall out and all that. But then they interviewed the people that were really crippled. They said when they rolled them in, they kept them in the back. And he had his people that he planted in the front that really wasn't crippled roll down the aisle. And then he said, I'm so sorry I couldn't get to the rest of you all, but come back. And he collected all the money and everything. But they said that he was just putting on a show that the people that were supposed to be healed were still sitting in the back. They never got healed. So he had planted people in there to say, oh, I got up and I walked or whatever the miracles he was supposed to be performing.
Yeah, all those things, that is true. All those things are true, you know, and there's his nephew is on, they're talking about his ministry and how he told them, you know, the things weren't true. That the stuff he was doing was wrong. It wasn't right. He was taking advantage of the people. And the sad part about it is here you have this person, and I don't know what his nationality was. I think Benny Hinn, let me see what Benny Hinn's nationality was. Benny Hinn's nationality. You know, because my aunt asked the question. She said, why him? After everybody else all over the place, he's an Israeli.
What?
She said, why does he get to work in the power and nobody else has it? All over the place. Why is it just him and nobody else? All the saints and the sanctified folks and the Holy Ghost filled folks and everybody in the whole world, and why is he the only one that's able to so-called work in this power? No. And that was a good question back in the day. She asked me that. I couldn't answer. She said, why is he the one, only one with it? Why is he the only one that's able? I mean, when I tell you he pack out a place, I mean, wheelchair, I seen it for myself. Wheelchairs, ambulance pulled up, hospital beds came out. I mean, and we literally stood in line to get in. We was there an hour early so we could stand in line to get a seat.
He should have been visiting them hospitals.
I'm telling you, we was at Rob Parsley's church in Columbus, Ohio, and we stood in line to see this man do whatever he was supposed to do, and it never happened. And all of those people that were so disappointed and so upset because watching it from TV, it looks something like it's miraculous.
There's some funny healing going on.
Crazy stuff. But she did. She said, why him? After all the Christians in the whole world, all around the world, why is he the only one with the power? I couldn't answer it. I was like, oh, that's a good question. Nobody else has the ability to do that but him.
But you can answer it now, though.
Huh?
You can answer that question now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. So, you know, it's a situation, you know, like I said, when you're out of it and you see it from the outside looking in and the Most High opens up your eyes, you get to see it, and it's like, wow. And the bishop told me out of his own mouth, he said, this is the God of Christianity. There's nothing else. And then the next question is, well, where is Yah? Where is the Elohim that we read about in the book? And then since we've been in the book, we realize he's hid his face. He's been quiet.
But his eyes have always been on us, though.
On us, yes. Even after the resurrection of the Messiah, he told him what he said it wasn't going to be one brick left on top of another, and that this was all going to be torn down. And from 70 A.D. onward, we got a version of Christianity that had nothing to do with what we read about. It just didn't.
Yeah, Constantine, Christianity.
Nothing. And it hasn't exhibited any power. Not the power that the book talks about. Not the power that the book talks about.
No characteristic.
I haven't seen it yet. And I've been around for 60 years. I ain't seen it yet. But now the circus is going, though. It's going full-fledged. The machine is going forward. The music is still there. The organ players is there. The choirs are there. The preachers are there. All of the functioning of the machine is there, but the power is not there. You know?
They have a form of godliness. But they lack power. They're us.
Something is there. Something. Hold on. Area code 928. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that the Messiah said, your faith has made you whole. On a matter of occasions, he said, your faith has made you whole. And he wasn't the one doing the healing. The Almighty was doing the healing. But he said, your faith. So every person have a measure of faith. I believe that. Everybody has a measure of faith. So when you go to the doctors and some people take the medicine, they automatically believe that they're healed. So they are healed. You know, if you have that measure of faith, which I do believe that everybody is born with a measure of faith in Yah, they just, like you said, deny, you know, the power of Yah.
Yeah.
But if they utilize that faith, so like the Messiah said, your faith has made you whole. It's not that the person has one of the gifts of healing or nothing like that. It's just that he's speaking. He has the gift of words. He can speak because faith comes by listening. So when he's talking, people are really believing that they're going to get healed. And that measure of faith, I believe it kicks in. And that's what's happening. The Bible is still going to be fulfilled no matter what, but they're utilizing it as it's them. They don't heal nobody. It's Yah that heals and makes whole and kills. And like he said, he's the one that does all of that. But everybody having a measure of faith, they exploit. Yeah, that's the word. They exploit that. And that's how these people are, some of these people are getting healed.
All righty. Thank you for your comment. I appreciate that. Yes, indeed. Hold on. Let me see. Let me finish him up a little bit, and then we're going to get a little bit more.
Jesus Christ, on Easter Sunday or whatever they want to call it, we give praise to him. We talk about him, and then sinners come up and want to be saved. Is their salvation valid on that day? Or because it had pagan roots, is it not? And so those are things that we have to consider. Some of this stuff is just... it's just not important, you know. And but I do think that the pagan, what Constantine did, I think our society in America still tries to do, and that is link pagan things with our Christian celebrations to discredit them, to cause Christians to fight over them, and to, you know, distract us from what we're doing. You know, it used to be during Christmas, you know, everyone would be talking about Jesus Christ. Now it's Xmas, and now it's about the season. You know, I think it's Starbucks who refused to put Christmas on their stuff this past year. So now it's just a season thing. They still want to profit off of it. They still have the colors and all of that, but they won't put Christmas because Christ's name is in it. And so for Christians to bicker over that, I think we need to be trying to keep Christ in everything that we can keep him in, you know. Now, I'm totally against Halloween, you know, because Halloween is a day set aside for Satan worship. I'm not into taking that day and trying to use that for God, because the intent of that holiday is to invoke Satan's presence. And I think it gets dangerous when you take something like that and try to use that as an opportunity for us to get together and worship God or whatever in the name of that holiday. But these other holidays were actually brought in and they're trying to link it to the birth of Christ as we celebrate it. And so I think those differences need to be brought out and they need to be understood. I celebrate Christmas. I like the atmosphere, the songs. Man, some of the songs are just wonderful. I'm not talking about Rudolph. But the songs about the Savior, I think they're wonderful. But I think a lot of people, and, you know, I talk about this all the time. So, you know, our audience are those from my church. This is just all stuff we talk about all the time. But even some of the, Hebrew Israelites and different ones who hate the holidays, it's for the very reason they chose the religion that they're in. They're in an angry religion to express their anger because of fatherlessness, neglect, abuse, whatever happened to them. They haven't gotten past that. And so they want to be in a system that is angry. They want to be in a system that, you know, they can express their anger. And so they go against holidays and any opportunity for family to get together because they're angry at family. And so a lot of people are doing that, you know, and I think that's, it's important for us to realize that we need to forgive. Once you forgive and really allow people in your heart, you'll want to take days to celebrate. You'll want to take days to sit at the table and let's just eat and, you know, let's do those things. I think a lot of those things get in the way of that. And another thing I wanted to bring up was Jeremiah 10, because a lot of people link that to the Christmas tree and bringing the tree in the house. I don't know if you've read that passage, but that particular passage is describing how they make idols. So it's describing the process of making idols. You go out into the forest, you bring in a tree, you carve it, and then you deck it in gold and silver, those kind of things. Well, the carving was actually carving the god to be shaped as, or the wood to be shaped as whatever god it was you were serving. So these were actually carving of wood to create an idol, nailing the idol to a plate to make it stand up, and then decking it with gold and silver, or its attire, its royal apparel is what it was. A lot of people think that's talking about bringing a Christmas tree in the house and decorating it, and it's totally not. So a lot of those things, like I said, are just outlandish. And another thing is, our whole society is so pagan, if we're going to get that petty, then Sunday we can't have church, because that's Sunday, the S-U-N, that's the day that was when they recognized the sun. We can't look at planets. Jupiter's a god. Mars is a god. Days of the week, you know, Saturday is Saturn Day. It was the day set aside for worship to Saturn. So there's going to be pagan roots to certain things, you know, but I think we have to just, you know, allow God to help us and through a pure heart. And like I said, I don't dog out people that go against it, but don't dog me out because I'm doing it, you know, because I like the time with my family, and I don't have a problem celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ as the wise men did when they brought him gifts. We bring gifts to each other, and we bring the gift of our own life to it. So I just think we just have to be careful not to, you know, shun those that want to do it or shun those that don't want to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Woo! I didn't even know about the Hebrew Israelite stuff, y'all. I didn't know it. This is the first time I heard that. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Oh, my. Thank you, y'all. You know, you do all things well, and we just want to say thank you. Said that we are an angry people, and we're angry at the fact that we have fatherless homes, and we're angry at each other. So we choose to be angry, and we don't want to worship, we don't want to celebrate in holidays that deal with family because we're angry. That is the most asinine thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
or don't forget about forgiveness.
Yeah, that we need to forgive one another so that we can participate in the holidays that bring everyone else joy. Because those holidays bring people together, and it's supposed to be a happy time. But because we're angry people, I know y'all have something to say about this. I know you do. And let me set the record. We really supposed to be over with it right now. But just because this was said, we're going to go just a little bit past the time that we need to go, because this needs to be addressed. Because these are the things that this needs to be addressed. This is the very dangerous teaching. This is a very dangerous approach. But I'm not going to be the one to speak. And I know everybody done push one. And I'm going to let you guys do the speaking. Who wants to go first? Because this got to be dealt with. I mean, go ahead. Who want to go first?
Anybody? All I got to say is watch out for the quicksand.
You know, our name seems to come up a lot. You know, our name, and this, he was being interviewed by a Gentile, and they were shaking their head. The Hebrew Israelites' names come up a lot, because this is causing damage in these people's churches. And let me say something to the pastor. You know, no disrespect intended. What we're angry about is the fact that we spent 400 years in this country treated like crap because we disobeyed our Elohim. We're actually angry at ourselves. Let's start there. Because he warned us over and over again that if we did the things that we did back then, we would be sitting here. And for our name to keep coming up in different Christian arenas, it is proving to us that what the Most High is doing to his people is waking them up. No, we're not going to participate in that pagan stuff. No, we're not going to have anything to do with it. We're not going to have anything to do with it. Because you know why? We have our own high holy days that we come together with our families and we eat and we give Yah praise and we give him glory. Where it's not associated with anything related to this society. Actually, we love you. And it's love that makes us come on this radio show every week. It's love that makes us be on the Sabbath class every Saturday, teaching it, whether it's men, women, whatever. This is what God's love does. In spite of what you say about us, in spite of how you put us down, in spite of the things that you do, this is the love of Yah that draweth men unto repentance. We're not. Now, there are some groups out there that are mad. There are some out there that profess themselves to be mad because of the things that they've seen and experienced. But believe me, it has nothing to do with the social structure of our community. We know why the community is the way that it is. We have the answers to those issues. So we're not angry at fatherless homes and all that kind of stuff. That's when you're putting a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. The reason why we're the way we are right now is because we turned our back on our Elohim. It has nothing to do with what you're talking about. But it's love that we can sit here and not get mad at you. Because you still don't get it. But you will before it's over. I promise you that. I promise you that. You will before it's all over with, because it's the love of Yah that draws men unto repentance. It is. We're not angry. We're mad at ourselves. We don't have to celebrate Christmas to give gifts. We give gifts to each other whenever we want to. We don't have to do those things. And no, we're not mad. But the outcome in the scriptures and Yah's word is still going to be the same. And no matter how many interviews you do, no matter how many sermons you preach, the Most High's word is not going to come back void. You're going to see before it's all over, and I promise you that. I do. Anybody else want to add something? Because I didn't want to sound angry. You know, I didn't want nobody to think I was mad, because I'm really not. It's just showing that the work is finished. Like
yep.
we said earlier, it's finished. We already did what we had to do. The Israelites are quiet now, and now all of a sudden we're on everybody's lips now. We are. But you'll see. When you preaching that, when you teaching rapture and don't nothing happen, you'll see. When you lay hands on in Jesus' name and people still dying from COVID, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We'll see when the ground gets shaking and you looking to be up in that sky and you ain't. You're going to say, what happened, Lord? What happened?
Absolutely.
I want to say something that's kind of funny. That I heard a guy, a Hebrew Israelite, teacher say what? It was kind of funny. He said that all them, when COVID first came out, all them folks were like, let's pray. Let's pray. All of us, let's pray. And he said the Most High, Yeshua would have came to him and said, keep my commandments. No, we can't do that. The Old Testament's done away with.
Right.
But it's just funny how our name comes up all the time.
Yeah.
And there's always invite them to a show to have an intellectual conversation.
And they won't
and
show
debate,
up.
And they can't do it. They will not do it.
They won't show up. Show them won't.
But if your God is God.
Come on now.
You can show up. You will That's, show up. That's because
will.
Your God ain't God.
That's right. What he say? Let him answer by fire. If you serve the true and living Elohim, because that's not impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I lay hands on, I cast out demons. Well, how you have one part of the power and you missing the other part? How is that working? How does that work?
It don't.
You know?
It don't work.
And I didn't even know he was talking about the Hebrew Israel. I didn't even get that far in the video when I cut it off, because I was like, oh, no. I didn't even know he had our name on his mouth. I didn't even know that. And it's like, where did that come from? Because you know what? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. These people are feeling guilty for what they're doing. And like you said, when you can't dispute us, then you attack us. Because we ain't saying nothing. Keep your holidays and stuff that you want to do. If you want to keep them holidays, you keep them and be happy doing it. But we over here, we're going to serve the true and living Elohim. We're going to keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. Now, to the best of our ability while we in this pagan society. We're going to keep it to the best of our ability, and we waiting on him to come and deliver us out of this society so we don't have to be subject to the very things that you were talking about. You are absolutely right. We are. We're living in an infested pagan society, living in the midst of a Gentile people, what multicultural people in America, and everybody brings their gods with them, and you're absolutely right. That's why we're praying deliverance out of here. We are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep on keeping them, you keep them. You know, if you want to keep on worshiping on Sunday, because you're right, that's the worship of the sun god, keep doing that. Because our Elohim said that we are supposed to keep the Sabbath, and we do that. Whether Saturday is the Saturn or not, we don't deal with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We deal with days of the week. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. The Most High don't even call them a name. He gives them numbers. We don't even go through those changes. So, you know, we just have to, you know, when we're dealing with our, and guess what? Ours is determined by the sun. When the sun go up and it go down, that's day one. So, you know, we're not here to argue anymore. We're not here to fight with you guys anymore. We're done with all of that. We're finished with that. So do it the way you do it. Be happy at doing it, and we're going to see. That's all we got to say on that note. They can interview you from now to Juvember. We're going to see how it work out for you. Because I really do believe he's going to wake you up and you're going to get a chance to see exactly what we've been talking about. It's love that keeps us here. That's what it is. It's the love of Yah that draws men unto repentance. Once you know something, you can't go back to not knowing. So, that's just real talk. That's how I see it. Anybody else want to add something to this before we dismiss? Because, it is what it is. I'm through arguing with people. I don't pounce down on people no more. You know, it's just like one of my friends used to say all the time. He said, have it your way. However you want. He was good for that. He said, however you want to do it, have it your way. You do it your way, and we'll see how that work out. Because the church was over in 70 A.D. The church was over in 70 A.D. Go ahead, sis.
Yes, I just wanted to add one thing. I think because of us waking up, and a lot of them they can't accept that the tables are being turned and that they are no longer as privileged as they used to be. So I noticed a lot of other things going on. I was looking at a video where this young black fellow had won over 50 scholarships to the top universities in the United States around the world. And so when it came on one of the news stations, they were scared to congratulate him. Instead, they attacked him. The one of these ladies said, how dare him try and take the scholarship away from other candidates. He wasn't taking anything from anyone. He just applied because I guess he figured, hey, if I don't get accepted at one, let me just apply at all of them, all 50 or whatever, and all of them accepted him. He can only attend one at a time. But she was on national TV so angry and upset, and one of the other news persons said, well, maybe he's not taken away from the other candidate. Why was that? I don't even know why that came up, about him taking something away from other students that may want to attend those universities. All they had to do was apply. Anything we do, I think, whether it's, you know, keeping the Sabbath or whatever, they're going to have something negative to say. Not congratulations. Go ahead.
You know what? These are our own people, though. This brother that was talking is one of us.
Right.
He's one of us. And they usually go get one of us and interview one of us to put us down or to make an excuse. The story, and I'm going to let you, but I'm just going to say this.
I know Hollywood does that all the time.
They do it all
the time.
Yes, ma'am. They do it all the time. And it doesn't matter what you do, the story is going to remain the same. And the Most High is still going to do what he said he's going to do. And there's no interview in the world that's going to change that. It's just not. The church was over with in 70 A.D. It's over with. It was over. You don't get to resume it again and make it be what you want it to be. It's over with. And until Yah gives the word and it's time to start preaching it again, it's not going to be what everybody thinks it is now. It's not going to ever, what you're doing will never be what you think it's going to be because it was over with in 70 A.D. And I mean that. You can preach, you can teach, you can shout, you can spit, you can speak in tongues and do all that you want to do. But the church, the one we read about in that Bible, was over with in 70 A.D. When we left Jerusalem and we ran into Africa or wherever we scattered to, it scattered. And it don't matter what you say. Because guess what? We the proof is going to be in the pudding with whoever he chooses to use the power. Because what you're doing right now is powerless. It's powerless. Don't have none. It's a circus. It is. Don't have no power. When the doctors got to heal us, y'all ain't in it. Well, y'all give doctors the knowledge. The knowledge has been out there on how to deal with the body. But the doctors can't. They still can't cure the common cold. Medicine does what medicine does, and that's science. But when y'all does it, it's done, and you're healed, and you need no physician. And until we can do what we read about in that book, that's not what he did. He's never going to be substandard, ever. You're never going to be that way. All of us that had to go to the doctor and get medicine, most of us is on medication, surgeries and all kind of stuff. That's not the power that we read about in that book. And until he decides to reintegrate that thing and bring it back into earth, it ain't nothing nobody's going to be able to do. So you're wasting time, in my opinion. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss? Anybody? I'm going to open up your mic. Area code 904. Brother Uriah, you have anything before we dismiss?
Yeah, I just been thinking about what this pastor was saying, and he's talking about he's going to celebrate Christmas, knowing that it's pagan. But what about the scripture that talks about the tradition of men? That's nothing but a tradition. And what is he doing on Christmas? Is he having a Christmas ham too? And the Bible speaks against that too in Isaiah 66. So there's a lot of holes there for me. There's a lot to discuss there. So I don't understand what this pastor is talking about.
Okay. Eric, 928, would you like to say something before we dismiss? Eric code 928.
Yeah, I just want to say that the Bible says all liars going to have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And this pastor is, he is one of them. He better be careful. And when Yah wakes him up, I hope that he spreads that's the good news. When he wakes up, that's the good news. I hope he's spreading the good news just as much as he's spreading what he's spreading right now. But what he's spreading right now is not quite what it's not the genuine truth. So I hope that he has the strength and vigor to spread the good news that Yah's coming back for us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Area code 540, do you have anything you'd like to say before we leave? All right. 504, would you like to say something else before we dismiss?
Very good lesson, and I agree with everyone that we just need to pray, repent, and, that's all we can do. We can't convince or sway anyone to change because God already woke up who he's going to wake up. And he has his time clock when he's going to wake up the others. And all we can do is just pray and wait.
All right, area code 478, would you like to say anything before we dismiss?
I just want to tell everybody and wish everybody wellness, that they stay prayed up in Yah, and enjoy your days. I mean, we know what we know. Let's live at peace and harmony with everything, and just let it go. Let it flow.
All right. And you have heard the brothers and the sisters of the Nation of Yehuda, and we hope that everyone has a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy your work while you're here. Wait on Yah, and we're going to get up out of here when he says so. And in the meantime, in the between time, we love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. As Brother Donnie, I would say on himself. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.